And with that being quite the reading, there is a temptation as a preacher to just sit down and let the gospel speak for it itself. But y'all are not in luck today. In the Gospel of Thomas, which is an apocryphal text that deals with the infancy of Jesus, there is a tale about Jesus as a five-year-old boy. And he's playing in a brook with his friends. And they're crafting animals out of the mud. And unlike his friends, Jesus doesn't just play with his new mud creations. He throws 12 sparrows that he has created into the air. And instantly, they come to life and they fly away. Fast forward 28 years. And we find Jesus once again playing in the mud. This time, Jesus provides his own muck by adding his spittle to a clump of dirt that he scoops from the ground. He takes this paste of clay and he smears it over the eyes of the man born blind. And then he instructs him. Better yet, he sent him to go and wash at the pool of Siloam. This act of healing is very hands-on. It has an earthy feel to it. Jesus took the dirt, the very dust that creation came from, and he adds his spit to it. A pool of water was used to wash it, to flush away the grit of the healing compound that was caked over the eyes of the man by Jesus. There is a very incarnate feel about all of this. The Word of God in the flesh, getting his hands dirty. The man goes to wash. He sees for the very first time, and when he looks for the man who has given him this gift of sight, he sees no one. Jesus is completely absent from the scene. And this is where our narrative takes a rather sharp turn, especially in relation to the life of the formerly blind man. He goes from a beggar who dwelt near the temple, asking for alms on a day-to-day basis, with the occasional coin tossed in his direction. After his encounter with Jesus, it's not coins that are tossed his way, but a barrage of questions coming from all directions, including that of the synagogue. How were your eyes open? Where is the man that did this? How could he do that? What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? What do you say about him now that he has opened your eyes? All of this questioning, those from his neighbors, to those of the Pharisees, even to those from Jesus himself, lead this formerly blind man into a confession of faith. Whether the man realizes it or not, he is moved from a place of literal and spiritual blindness. He gains his sight not only in the physical sense, but in regards to faith as well. He can see Jesus in both the literal and the figurative sense. And through his faithful response, he gives witness to what God has done for him and how God is working in the world. We gather together on this Commitment Sunday as the culmination of our Building for Belonging campaign. This Sunday, and this campaign is our faithful response to what it is we see God calling us to in this place. This is the declaration of who we believe God to be. A hands-on God who has met us and washed us in the waters of baptism. A God who comes time and time again to us in bread and in wine. A God who is tangible for us in these very signs of grace, in these the sacraments of our church. This sacred space of ours speaks to whom we know God to be. Our building points to the things that this community holds as important, and the upcoming changes are further testament to how we at Luther Memorial see God calling us in the continual study of Scripture for both adults and the young alike. The emphasis on the table being a place where we gather around the very earthly elements of bread and wine, that of the grain and that of the vine, that it may serve as a sign of welcome to all who come to this place, as well as a repurposing of space to serve our student community, the community that surrounds us, as well as improvements for those who serve the homeless families of the body of Christ who find respite within our walls, making the ability to serve more accessible. In a way, LM will become a new creation of sorts. Just as Jesus spit into the mud and molded a new relationship with the man born blind, the brick and mortar of Luther Memorial will be remolded, reshaped in response to God's call, in response to the faithful questions of where God might be leading us. One answer to those questions can be found right here in our nave, at the font and at the table. God gives us new eyes to see through the waters and the meal. God unfurls us from our navel-gazing position and gives us sight for our neighbors. God feeds us with the body and blood to nourish us in the faith, a faith active in love. And as Jesus said to the formerly blind man in reply to the question about the Son of Man, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." And this is what comes with being able to see. Even if what we have for vision is what St. Paul describes as seeing through a glass dimly, even with this currently limited sight, we are still able, through the gift of the Spirit, to see the pain of this world, to see those who we normally wouldn't, to see those marginalized in society, frankly, to see Christ in our neighbor. We are even able to see, sometimes better than not, and sometimes better than others, how God sees us. We are able to get a glimpse of a God who plays in the mud like a five-year-old. We've been given new eyes through which to view the world, and they are cross-shaped lenses. Through the cross, we are able to see a God who goes to great lengths to restore us, God's mud-fashioned people, back into right relationship. So like the blind man before us, when we encounter the questions of the world, how were your eyes opened? Where is the man who did this? How could he do this? What did he do to you? And what do you say about him now that your eyes have been opened? Let us give praise and adoration to God. Confess our faith in Jesus Christ, the very Son of Man. And with those cross-shaped lenses, let us look upon the world and one another to see to what and to where God is calling us next. Amen.